Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
As we have in the studio today, standover, metallic, hardcore, thrashy. I think on the press kit it said violent metallic hardcore, which I think's badass. So thank y'all for coming out today.
Thanks for having us.
Got the album that just came out this year. How recently did that come out?
That came out June 9th, so what's that, about 3 months ago?
Yep.
Just slightly longer.
Through Gutter Prince Cabal in Australia.
Yeah, awesome label to work with. Super stoked to have it out there finally.
Yeah, sick. Okay, well, first of all, I just got to give compliments to the name of the album, When a Clenched Fist is No Longer an Option. That is so epic. I don't think I've heard a more like metal sort of title. What does that mean?
Took a while to get the album title, I guess, to represent the songs and the themes of the record well. And the whole idea behind that is the clenched fist or the raised fist is like the symbol of defiance, you know, that everyone kind of uses as a representation of fuck the system. But
yeah,
when the world's so broken and people are so desperate, when you can't even clench a fist anymore because it feels like everything's been choked out of your hand, that's kind of the representation of the album artwork and the album title. So, yeah.
That's really wicked. I have listened to not all the songs at this point, but a few of them, and I think my favorite so far is Off the Leash. Do y'all have your own individual favorite songs?
I think we probably all have common favorite songs. I don't know. What's your favorite song, Reece?
Oh, I'm partial to Off the Leash myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's generally a favorite of all of ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fast, aggressive. It's just an angry song.
Yeah, and it's over and done within like a minute 30, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, it used to be called Dog Bark, and they changed it to Off the Leash, which is just, it was really upsetting for me as a dog man. I was really excited about it, but Off the Leash it is. I don't know.
Mikey Shields, everybody. We got some lurkers in the back, so the whole band is in the studio. So if you hear people correcting us on the fly, it's our band members.
Yeah. And speaking of, actually, what are each of your positions in the band? So myself and I guess everyone listening can get to know who does what.
I'm Vasily. I play lead guitars and do backup vocals.
Kia ora, I'm Jason. I play drums.
I'm Reese, and I do vocals.
I'm Luke. I'm other guitar.
And I'm Mikey, I play big guitar.
Heck yeah.
Four strings. Guitar.
Love that. I guess a question that I have, because, you know, like I'm someone that's attempted to write music before. How's the whole process go? Is it more that you come in, Reese, and write lyrics and then say, hey, this is what I'm thinking? Does someone just come up with a really mean sort of guitar progression and you build off that? Is it different every time? Do you all write lyrics? How does it work?
Yeah, normally Vasily will write the music and then it comes out to all of us and we'll work on it at home, basically, because we all live so far apart. And then we practice once a month in a studio just to work the songs out. But lyrically, a lot of the time I'll have stuff written. Quite often it just doesn't fit the song, and I'll either rewrite or just scrap what I've got and write to the song. Vasily and I will collaborate on some of the lyrics together. I write some of the song fully and Vasily writes some fully, and then we mix some of the songs I've got lyrically from both of us.
When you say that you'll live very far apart, do you mean like different cities?
Yeah. Well, three of us are in Wellington. Mikey's up in New Plymouth.
Oh, wow.
And I'm nearly 2 hours drive north of Auckland.
Jeepers. Wow, okay.
Logistical nightmare.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys must really, I guess, get each other's groove, because, I mean, just doing once a month in a studio, I don't know how you manage with
this. We look forward to it. It's like one of the things that we look forward to the most, getting together once a month, and we kind of miss it when we don't have it, you know. So since this band kind of got off the ground, we started playing shows and did our first demo, it's actually been pretty smooth. Like the process of getting together and then, you know, flying out for shows or whatever has actually been probably the easiest thing I've ever done musically in my life, which is crazy because I, you know, I've spent so many years doing music, but this has been felt effortless at this stage of life.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, it sounds hard, we've kind of all just made it work because it's been a bunch of fun, you know.
I think that's one key part of it, is that, you know, we've all been around the block, we've all played in a lot of bands, And when we do get together, you're not treating it as starting from scratch. Like, everyone's done their homework. You're expecting everyone to come in, practiced and ready to go. So you're not writing on the spot. You're rehearsing. Mm. Everyone's got their chops and knows what they're doing. Come in with their homework done. And heaven forbid, you know, someone hasn't, then not pointing any fingers, then we pick it up pretty quick from there. Like, yeah, it works out well. It sounds tricky, but it doesn't really feel that way, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's great to hear that. It's very functional, man.
Mm. So far. It's been 3 years. So far, so good. No lineup changes.
Yeah, I mean, for 3 years, you guys have had enormous success from what I could tell doing a bit of research. So I guess, like, congratulations for that. I mean, at the moment, you're on your tour for this album. So if I'm not mistaken, that's Dunedin, Christchurch, Hamilton, Auckland, Wellington, Gisborne.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Where do you go from here? This is stop one, is it?
Yeah, this is the first proper show on this run since the records come out. We did do an Auckland show with less than 24 hours notice a couple of months ago after one of the headline bands that we were supposed to be playing with didn't come to New Zealand, so we just salvaged that show and played it anyway. But this is the first, I guess, official show on this album run. So after this, we're in Christchurch tomorrow, and I think we've got Auckland and Hamilton in the next few weeks. So show's pretty much right up till Christmas. And then, take a bit of a break, probably for a couple of months, and then set our sights on Australia. I think that's what's next.
Oh, hell yeah. So the, now, I don't know if I read this right, or if maybe what I was reading I've gone confused, but is the label that you put out this album with an Australian label?
Yeah. So we put this out on Gutter Prince Cabal, who is like an extreme metal label based in Australia, who have done a lot of black metal and death metal releases. So for us, it was super cool because a lot of us have come from that world, and we all love, you know, extreme music. So for us to put a hardcore record out on a label like that, which is their first hardcore release, was really cool for us, and they've been incredible to work with.
Yeah,
they made it really easy. It was kind of odd stroke of luck, I guess, or just timing. Was we got an email from David at Gutter Prince Cabal saying that he had heard the demo, and if we were going to write an album, he would look at releasing it. And we'd literally a week before his email had gone into the studio and Jason was recording drums.
Mm.
Wow.
It was an amazing timing. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeepers.
Really good.
For this album in particular, was there any track that proved to be like a real pain in the ass to figure out? I heard that, you know, from some bands, some artists, that they find that there's, I don't know, maybe a few that, you know, conceptually they're awesome, but it's a bit of a hassle to iron out. Did you encounter that at all?
No,
we go quite swimmingly.
Tracking the record was a pretty smooth process. We probably spent the most amount of time and money and energy on tracking the drums in a really nice studio. So Jace went to the Armory with Troy Kelly for 2 days and just got incredible takes of all the songs. And then we'd been already working on the guitars and bass for probably a number of weeks leading up to that to demo the song. So the tracking process was actually pretty smooth. I think we tracked the whole album in about 4 or 5 weeks. A couple of trips for Reese to come down, I think, and finish the vocals, or if we did it in one trip, I can't even remember. But the mixing process was the most arduous and painful thing ever, because initially we wanted to get this record out in August last year. I think we started tracking in the studio in June. By the time we approved the final mixes and masters, because it was getting mixed by an engineer in Italy, we didn't get our masters back until January this year, so it felt very, very long birthing process. It was like kind of 9 months, like giving birth to a child.
And how closely are you involved when someone in Europe is doing your mixing?
As closely as we can be via email and feedback, but just the length of time between revisions and getting stuff back is a very, very long time. So I think in retrospect, we probably would have loved to just be in a studio for a week or a weekend to do the mixes and then have it out sooner. But don't get me wrong, like, we're super stoked on how it's come out. It's been worth the wait. It sounds great. The record does sound phenomenal, and stoked to have it out on vinyl as well. So, that was the most painful aspect of the whole recording.
Yeah, fantastic. From what I understand, are we giving away, is it 2 passes for the gig tonight?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's epic. So that is tonight at the Crown. And what time does that start? What
I think doors are 8 o'clock, I believe.
8 o'clock? Right?
I think, yeah, doors are at 8.
Doors are at 8.
Yeah, 5 bands, so really, really cool supports.
Yeah, we've got some great supports. Spit, Strap, Drudge, and Splinter.
Mm.
Yeah.
So a bunch of local bands happy enough to play with us, and we're grateful that they're stepping up to play. That's awesome.
That's wicked. Okay, so I suppose we're going to need some people to take those tickets. If you want to text in, let's do it this way. Text in your favorite song from the new album When a Clenched Fist is No Longer an Option. And those tickets will be yours. That is 021-272-3461. If you missed that, I'm going to say it one more time. You can also find it on the Radio 1 website, 021-272-3461. So hopefully we'll get some people text in just a second. What's next for you guys? Past this tour, past, I guess, once you've ridden the wave of this album, you going straight into a new one?
We started writing new stuff on the side probably over the last few months because, you know, once you get a record finished, you've got new songs and new ideas up your sleeve. But, we know we're near having a new album done or finished, but I think shooting some music videos is pretty high on the agenda list.
Yep.
Keep promoting this record for another few months and then like I say, get over to Australia hopefully for some shows early next year.
Anything you can tease about upcoming music videos? I personally freaking love music videos.
What song were we going to do?
We're going to do Gloom first.
Oh, Gloom. Yep.
So depending on what happens, high energy, I don't know. There's going to be potentially some graveyards if we have our cards played right.
Some ideas are weather dependent at the moment.
Yeah.
It's not really been ideal over the last couple of months.
Yeah. If everything falls into place, hopefully we'll have something decent visual out by kind of close to Christmas.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, we'll look forward to it. I guess what I'm very interested in personally is drumming, because I'm a drummer. And sorry, I'm so awful with names.
Jason,
you're the drummer. How hard do you find it to record drums for these tracks? Do you kind of just, because I mean, I've only recorded one song ever, and you know, I think we did it in a relatively amateur way. Do you sit down with like a metronome and just try and whack out an entire track in one sort of go, or do you record sort of sequences? How does that work?
Yeah, it's an interesting experience. I think this time around we'd really dialed in on getting things right leading up to the recording, so that the actual recording drums process isn't painful. It would essentially, I would have a guide guitar track from Vasili that is set to a click track, and just practice the shit out of it over and over and over until it feels really comfortable, to that point where you're sort of knowing exactly what fills are going where, how you're going to play them, the accenting on which cymbals, trying to lock it down to muscle memory before you get to the studio and have any stress that associates with that.
Right.
So we track the 10 tracks from this record over 2 days.
Yeah,
so
okay.
5 tracks a day is a goal. You've got a bit of breathing room, but at the same time, you just got to knuckle in and get it right. But yeah, jeez. Been at it for a while, so it's reasonably comfortable. I think, earlier this year marked 30 years since I started playing drums.
Oh, goodness.
So I started when I was 12 and I'm 42 now. So yeah, it worked out really well. Recording with Troy Kelly as well. In past lives, recorded a few records with Troy, admittedly a very long time ago, but it was really comfortable getting back in there with him. He's a really chill dude, really supportive. So it didn't feel too much pressure to get it done over the 10 days. I think the last track that we had to do of the 10 was like, we've got to get this done in like an hour and a half. So it put me to the test, but it was a really cool experience, and really proud of the outcome. Yeah, it worked out well.
Yeah. From what I understand, this band was formed from, I guess, are you all ex-members of other previous bands. That's right.
There's a lot of exes in this band.
And we've all been around the block many decades. I think we were trying to do the maths on the collective tenure of hardcore and metal in this band. It's pretty high. It's over 100 years if you kind of take the, you know.
Yeah. Damn, we got like the Avengers of like the New Zealand metal scene. That's sick. So you've been at it for 30 years. How about the rest of you?
I've been playing, touring 25, close to it, 23, 25 years.
Yeah, mine's about 20, what year were we in? 2026?
Yeah. Oh, been, 25, 25, like, 25, 25. Men's in the future.
Right, for grounding.
23 years, maybe?
Yeah.
22?
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about you?
20 years at least.
I don't know.
At least 20 for
I reckon I'm 19 years. 19 years, I'd say. Yeah. Started playing when I was 18.
20,
surely.
Mm. Wicked. So quite similar, all been in the game for a long, long time.
Yeah, man. It's good to be back and playing music, you know, because a lot of people our age kind of tap out, you know, or they have families and start careers, and a lot of them don't come back to, you know.
They just have fucking way better priorities than me.
No. We do. We have all of that as well as music.
We all have that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I think that's the thing. I do hear a lot about these people that I don't know that are like in their 40s, 50s, and I'm like, you know, they're telling me about how they used to be in a band and, you know,
Cowards.
We had to give it up. And I'm like, oh, come on, guys. I feel like being in a band's the coolest thing ever, you know?
Yeah, man, sick of wind.
It's definitely fun. I think that's why this works so well. It's like, I think the first time we ever got together, I said, look, it's like, if we get asked to play a show or we get asked to do anything, it has to suit all of us 100%. Because if it doesn't, and it's just a little bit off, or someone's put out a little bit, it's just going to get niggly, and it won't be fun anymore.
Right.
So if it doesn't suit one of us just a tiny bit, it's a flat no.
Mm.
We just don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of stayed the rule.
Yeah. And we've said no to some stuff when it hasn't worked, but overall, it's actually like I was saying before about how it's felt easy.
Mm.
Like all the things that we've said yes to collectively, it's been super seamless.
Yep.
We've said, yep, we've done it, and it hasn't been a tax on anyone. Like, and you know, like people have done pretty incredible juggling, including Jace, who had a little baby boy born, like just as the band started.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
showing up to rehearsals 3 weeks with the young fella at home was pretty incredible.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You said that Off the Leash is a very popular song. I keep bringing that one up because I like it so much. But what are like the others that pop off the most? Like maybe you've noticed you get the most positive feedback from them. And do you sort of take from that and try and go, okay, well, this is what's resonating with people more. Maybe we should do things more like this. Or is it always just what's true to you is what you're going to keep doing in the future?
It's a good question. I don't write music for anybody else other than, like, I write music that I'd want to hear myself.
Yeah.
That's always been my policy. If I can write a song that I'm proud of and I'd like, that's the shit that I want to listen to myself, that's what I try and write. But I guess the popularity of some songs maybe influences where they go on the set list.
Yeah, that's possibly. Sure. Yep.
But, you know, Slave, Doomed, those two are pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
End You was the single that we put out when the record dropped. That's done really well. So, yeah, I think people are digging it overall. There's also a couple of songs off the demo that we put out in 2023 that we re-recorded and put on the album that people already know. So, yeah, overall, the feedback across the whole record's been good. I Promise a Bloodshed cover, actually, that we released as a single in February off this album, always pops off live because it's a killer song.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I just have one more question. I don't want to hold y'all up too much, but how do you keep your voice from straining? Like, I've listened to quite a number of, well, maybe four or five of the songs, and I'm always just really impressed at how you're able to, I know, record in a studio for, like, a couple of days straight or whatever, and
yeah, that's,
you know, without losing your voice.
It's all about breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of breath work, and honestly, I go to yoga twice a week, and that's really helped me understand how to breathe.
Interesting.
And in regards to the actual noise I have to make, as long as I don't get, and it happens, I get too excited, I start yelling and shouting and trying to like wind everyone up, and I'm not in control of my voice, and that's when I damage it.
Yeah.
But if I'm careful and I know the tones and I know the shape that I got to hold my mouth in for that particular roar, it stays.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think I'd add to that as well. Reese makes sensible decisions. He's a straight edge gentleman, whereas the other four of us in the band are far from it. So yeah, probably takes a wee bit care, better care of his body and voice than the rest of us.
Enjoys a hot cup of water.
Yeah.
What are those things? The vocal zone?
Oh, the vocal zone.
Vocal zones are helpful sometimes.
Vocal zone from a chemist, it's like...
Interesting.
For clear throat, it's like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
If it's even if that? Your is voice like, is slightly husky.
Is it like a Baraka? Or?
It's, no, it's just like a little lozenge. Yeah. It's not a good flavour.
it's what it works. Works.
Yeah, it's for excessive speaking or shout or talking.
Nice.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, whereas I'd struggle. I'll blow my voice out probably tonight after the first show, recover all week, or after, maybe try and get Christchurch in without breaking my voice. But I don't sing from my diaphragm. I struggle to sing from my stomach. Yep. I always sing from my throat.
Yeah, you got to push the air out with your stomach. Like yeah, right. I end up with a sore stomach at the end of the night.
Interesting.
More than a sore throat.
Could it be like a... No, actually, that's a dumb question. I was going to say, could it be like a good core workout then?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all core work.
Yeah.
Core and breath. And there's a really, really old video that I watched years ago, like when I got into the first death metal band that I was in, called The Zen of Screaming.
Damn.
And that she's vocal coached like some really big, like hardcore bands, Madball and to name one.
Melissa Cross, right? Mm.
Yeah, that's yeah, the one. Yeah. I watched that and I was like, "Wow, there's a lot of that makes sense." And I practiced that at the start and just carried on. A lot of it is very applicable to the sort of singing that I have to do.
Do you practice singing at home? Like, you have in a shower and you start like trying your screaming vocals there?
I will work on. When we write a new song and I've got the lyrics, I'm like, there's a tone depending on whether it's a mid, more of a mid scream or a lower growl.
Yeah.
I'll work on where I'll use what tone. Not so much singing in the shower.
No.
My partner would probably shit herself.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Driving to work, screaming along to whatever song's playing.
Mm.
Terrifying road users.
Yeah, terrifying road users every day.
True. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and sitting down and having a yarn.
Thanks for having us.
Anything that you want to leave us with?
We're really excited to be in Dunedin. We hear you have the best cheese rolls in the country. If you have any spare, bring them to the show.
I was told to get a cheese roll, and I couldn't. I didn't know
because we haven't had time to buy cheese rolls. So if you're gonna come through to the venue tonight with some cheese rolls, the good guess, hook you up.
It's a Dunedin like delicacy.
I didn't even know that. I've lived here my whole life.
Well,
I hope you're not disappointed.
No, man.
Cheese rolls. Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks, Hunter. Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Standover. Again, they're playing tonight at the Crown. And you can go and listen to their new album When a Clench Fist is No Longer an Option. It is now 4:46.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.